Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Lamed Bet. We're at the very bottom of Lamed Aleph Lamed Bet at the Mishnah. Ha'ochel Trumat Chametz Pesach Meshogig Mishalem Keren Mechomesh. So someone who eats Truma that was Chametz on Pesach, right? So there's kind of an Isser Hanoah component there. And you violated an Isser, but you did it by accident. So you have to pay the principal and the additional fifth that you generally have to pay for eating Truma. If you eat Truma, you have to pay the value of what you ate. And you have to tack on a fifth as an additional punishment. And if you did it intentionally, then you're exempt from the payment of, you're exempt from payment. You're also exempt from paying back the Dmei Eitzim. What the Dmei Eitzim is, basically, if Truma is Tame, we're talking about Tame Truma here. If the Truma is, Tame, you have to burn it, but you're allowed to benefit from the burning. I mean, the Kohen is allowed to benefit from the fact, from the fire that comes from the Truma, even though it's Tame. So, if you were to take the Tame Chametz, and burn it, you'd have to pay back the Tame Eitzim, right? The Truma as firewood, essentially. The value of the Truma, if it, you know, the value you get for burning Truma, essentially. Okay, the Gemara. Tanan hatam ha'ochel Truma b'shogeg mishalem keren mechomesh. So we taught over there that if you eat Truma b'shogeg, you pay the keren and the chomesh. Echad ha'ochel v'echad ha'shoteh, whether you eat the Truma or you drink the Truma, v'echad ha'sach, or whether you anoint yourself, whether echad Truma tameh, v'echad Truma tahor, whether it's tameh or tahor, mishalem chomesh, v'chumsha d'chumsha. Right? So you pay an additional fifth, and a fifth of the fifth, meaning if you come to return, if you're returning, let's say, fruit to the Kohen because you ate fruit that was Truma, the fact that you're returning this fruit already makes it Kadosh. So then if you eat that fruit that was Kadosh because it was going to the Kohen to make up for what you ate, you have to pay an additional fifth. Ibai Lahu. So it was asked, Shehu Mishalem, Lefi Mida Mishalem, or Lefi Dam Mishalem. Do you pay the size, the measure of what you ate, or the value, the monetary value of what you ate? Meaning, let's say you ate a shekel's worth of food, do you pay back a shekel? Or if you ate, a kilo, do you pay back a kilo? So, let's say you had a kilo that was that costed you 2 shekels. So do you have to pay him back davka a kilo of food, or do you pay him back 2 shekels worth of food? So in a case where you ate 4 zuzim worth of food, and now the food is only worth a zuz, and so you'd be paying him back 1 zuz, that you have no question, right? They obviously have to pay back the amount that you ate, right? That the 4 zuzim. The lo garami gazlan, because no, you were no worse than a thief. Ditnan, as we taught by a thief, kol gazlan mishalem kshavik zela, that all thieves have to pay back from the monetary value of the item when they stole it. Ki dibayilach the mikara shavi zuzel so shavi arba. So, but the question that we have comes with, at the time that you ate it, it was worth a zuz, and now it's worth 4 zuz, right? My lufi mida mishalem damar le. Griva achal griva mishalim. Do you pay back the volume regardless of what the price difference is? And we say you ate this amount, so we give back that amount. Odil malafi dam mishalim, right? Or do we say that you should pay back in the monetary value? Which is achal zuz mishalim. You ate a zuz worth, so you pay back a zuz worth. Amar Rav Yosef Tashma. So Rav says, come and hear a proof from the following. Achal geru grot. Grow, v'shilem lo tamarim. If you ate figs and you gave back dates, tavola bracha, right? That's a bracha should be on him. Yemar b'shalem lefi midam shalem. If you want to say that everything works out well because we're dealing with paying him back in measures, amdu lahachi tavola bracha. The achil griva de grow v'shavya zuz v'kayayv griva de tamarim v'shavya arba. Right, because you ate a certain volume that was worth a zuz, and then you gave him back a certain volume that's worth 4 zuz. Meaning, it's more one measurement of the exact same measurements of dates is more expensive than the exact same measurements of figs. And you paid him back something more expensive in the same measure. Eliyam or Lefi Dami Mishalim. But if you want to say you just pay him back according to, by the monetary value, my tabo love bracha, bezuza achal bezuza kam shalem, right? He ate a zuz worth and he paid it back a zuz worth. It's not exactly, he didn't do anything particularly nice, right? Could be dealing with money, right? But he gave him back the monetary value of figs as opposed to dates, which are the same market value, except dates sell much faster than figs. So it's more useful to have dates than figs, even though they're the same monetary value. Tana, Nurindra Mishnah. Aochal Trumar Chametz Pesach B'Shogeg. You ate Trumar Chametz on Pesach and B'Shogeg. B'Shalim Keren B'Chomesh. You have to pay the principal and the additional fifth. Iyamar B'Shalim B'Fim Midam B'Shalim Shapir. So if you want to say that we pay back by measurement, well, that makes sense. But if you want to say that you have to pay back the monetary value that you consumed, there's no monetary value on chametz on Pesach. It's asur b'hana. So it is exactly zero shekels. So what exactly are you paying him back? Yeah, actually, no. We do assume that chametz is a monetary value on Pesach. Hamani, Rabbi Yosei Glili, damar chametz Pesach muter b'hana, because we're talking about Rabbi Yosei Glili shita, and Rabbi Yosei Glili says that chametz is muter b'hana on Pesach. Yachim aseifa. Well, that's the case. Then look at the then how do you explain the end of the Mishnah? B'mezid pater mitashlum umidmei etzim. Right. The seifa says that if you ate it b'mezid, you're exempt from payments or from Dmei Eitzim, or from the firewood money. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Amai Pater, Min Tashlum Dmei Eitzim. If it's Rabbi Yosi Aglili Shita, then why would you be exempt from the payments, right? Which is, it's interesting, because, I mean, this is a question that's not exactly a kasha to the previous Shita. That's something you had to ask anyway, right? Because if initially you had to pay it back in the Reisha, you have to address why you don't have to pay it back in the Seifa. Right. Basically, we learned about this concept of if you do something wrong that's liable to the death penalty, we don't make you pay also the tashlumin. We don't make you pay if you do something wrong that you get the death penalty for, and in the process you also incur a financial liability. We don't make you pay the financial obligation because you're already liable to the death penalty, and so we just give you the more severe punishment. And that's why he doesn't pay, not because it's no hana, but because it's kim lemin derab mine, right? Kitnai, as we this is actually subject to a Tanaic dispute. Ha'ochel trumat chametz b'pesach. Someone who eats trumat chametz b'pesach, pater mitashlum midmei etim. You're pater from paying it back. The Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva shita, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mechayv. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says no, you have to pay him back. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'chi mahana yeshbo. Why do you have to pay him back? Right, there's no hana there. Right, why exactly you have to pay him? You're not losing anything. That you're what's the kohen losing? He can't benefit from this chametz anyway. Amarlo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri lo Rabbi Akiva umahana yesh locha le ochel trumat mea b'sharig moto hashana shimshalem. Well, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says to Rabbi Akiva, throughout the entire year you have truma that becomes tamei, right? And the kohen can't eat truma that becomes tamei. Still, if you eat it from him, you have to pay him back. So just like there's no hana that you're causing him to lose by the tamei truma, there's no hana that you're causing him to lose by the chametz truma, and yet still you have to pay him back. Amarlo lo. How are you comparing the two, says Rabbi Akiva? Right? During the year, he could have used the truma tame as firewood to burn his stove with it. Right? But now, he can't even use it for that. In which case, you are causing him a loss during the year when it's tame. You're not causing him a loss on Pesach when there's an Isra Hanoah. Ha l'mazet dome l'trumat tutim va'anavim shenitma she'ein lava lo heter achila v'lo heter asaka. Right, and so the case of truma on Pesach is more similar to the truma of berries or grapes that become tamei that you can't burn. It doesn't particularly benefit you to burn them, and you can't eat them. So then you really get no hana from them. And guess what? If you take them from the coin, you don't have to pay him back. Right, so what is the case we're talking about? Why does the Kohen have chametz truma? Right, he can't have anything, no? Right, no, because we're talking about you separated the truma of wheat, and then the wheat came in contact with water and became chametz. But if you just take bread and give it to the Kohen, then here's your truma, it's chametz, in a kedosha. That is just not fit to become kadosh. It just never works. It never becomes truma. Tanya idach, different bracket taught, Natana Kohen, v'natan l'kohen et hakodesh. Devar harui ra'ui liot kodesh. Right, that we learn from, you have to give the kohen the kodesh, that you can only give something that is fit to become kodesh. Right, but chametz isn't fit. Prad la'ochel trumat chametz v'pesach shepatum etashum d'mei etim. Right, divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says from that, that what we learn from that is to come and exclude someone who eats chametz on Pesach that was truma, that was not fit to be truma, from having to pay back the from having to pay back what he ate. That's the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar chisma mechayev. Rabbi Elazar chisma, however, does mechayev him to pay back the truma eaten. Amar lo Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar. So the same question that Rabbi Kiva poses to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri comes up here. Why would you have to pay back the chametz on Pesach that you ate? Right? There's no hana that you're causing him to lose because the Kohen couldn't get hana from this. Amar lo Rabbi Elazar chisma, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, response to Elazar ben Yaakov, v'chima hana yesh lo lechol trumat mea b'shayim mod ha'shana sh'mishalim. Same response as Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. During the entire year, he doesn't get any hana from Truma Tamea. Still, you have to pay him back that. Amar lo, Rabbi ben Yaakov says to them, lo yom amar b'truma Tamea b'shayim mod ha'shana sh'afal pi she'en lo va heter achila sh'yesh... yesh lo ba heter asaka tov mezor she'en lo va lo heter achila v'lo heter asaka. Same response. How do you compare the two? There, you can get benefit from the burning of truma, like during the year when it's tameh, but on Pesach you can't get any benefit. Amar lo ach bezo, Rabbi Elazar chisma, this time replies, unlike Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and said, so even here, truma that is chametz, the kohen can get benefit from as well. How so? Heter hasaka shim ratza kohen meritza lefnei chalbo o mesika tachat tavshilo. You can throw it to your dogs, or you can fuel a flame with it. So too on Pesach you should be able to, you get hana from this, and that's what you're causing the kohen to lose when you eat the chametz on Pesach. This is truma. Amar Abai, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, kuhu svirlu chametz Pesach aser b'ana. Right. So the, you know, these three tonight, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yochanan, everyone but Rabbi Elazar chisma hold that there's an iser hana on Pesach. Right. Ubeha pligi, and they're arguing with the following. Rabbi Akiva savar lefi dami mishalim. Rabbi Akiva says that you pay back in accordance with the monetary value, and because there's no monetary value on Pesach, you can't you don't owe him anything. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri savar lefi mida mishalim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says no, you pay not the monetary value, rather you pay the amount that you ate. So it doesn't matter whether there's a monetary loss at all. It's just you ate a certain amount, you pay back a certain amount. Pita. Well, anyway, that's pretty obvious conclusion. Maudatema, no. What might you have thought to say? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri inamik Rabbi Kivis virilei da amar lefi dami mishalim. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri also holds that you pay according to monetary the monetary value and not the measurement value. So why does he mechayev you to pay back the chametz on Pesach that you ate? Mishum desavar like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, because he holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, damar chametz Pesach mutar b'hana. That says that that actually chametz on Pesach is mutar b'hana, and therefore there is monetary value, kamash malan. That's why I teach you that he doesn't hold that it's mutar b'hana. Rather, he holds that you pay back by the measure and not by the monetary. Ve'ema hachanami. Well, you know, now that you bring up that point, Abaye, how do we know that he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosi Haglili? How do we know that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosi Haglili and thinks that you do pay back the monetary value, but that chametz on Pesach is just mutar b'hana? Im kein nehader le Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri le Rabbi Akiva ki yechidim nehader le Rabbi Elazar chisma le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Well, I know that he doesn't hold that way, because then Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri should have responded to Rabbi Akiva about the putting in the, about, you know, sending it to your dogs or fueling your fire with it, in the same way that Rabbi Elazar chisma responded to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov about using it in that manner. So clearly Rabbi Elazar chisma holds that it's mutar b'hana, in which case he had a good defense. Right, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri doesn't defend himself in that way, because clearly he doesn't hold that you're allowed to get benefit from it that way. That's how I know that he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosef clearly. Tanu Rabanan, ha'ochel kezayit truma mishalem keren b'chomesh. Someone who eats a kezayit of truma has to pay the principal and has to pay the additional fifth. Abishol omer ad shebo sheva pruta. Abishol says no, there needs to be a sheva pruta involved here. It needs to be a minimum value. My time at Tanakama. What's Tanakama svara? Amar krav ish ki yochal kodesh bishgaga. Right, when a person eats something kodesh bishogeg inadvertently v'achila v'kazayit, and we spoke about eating, and the minimum eating is a kazayit. That's how I know it needs to be kazayit. Abishol my time. What's Abishol's svara? Amar krav v'natan. Because the pasuk says you have to give ve'in nitina v'chol b'sheva pruta, and there's nothing can be given at less than a sheva pruta. Sheva pruta is the minimum amount that something would be given in. It's the minimum amount of a significant matana. Ve'idach nami hakdiv yochal. Well, how does he respond to the fact that it's also written yochal, and you have to address that point because that does indicate a kazayit? Ahu prat lemazik dehudata. No, that's coming just to exclude someone who does damage to truma not by eating it. Right, that has to davka be the way that you damaged it was through eating it. But Tanakama, Haktiv Vinatan. And how does the Tanakama, who only follows Ochel, explain why Vinatan is written there? Vinatan is a mute, seemingly that requires a Sheva Pruta. Hahu mi baile le davar haroi liot kodesh. No, as we taught earlier, that Natan is just coming to teach you that it has to be something that is fit to be kadosh. Tan Rabbanan, ha'ochel truma pachot me kazayit. Someone who eats truma that is less than a kazayit mshalem tekeren, v'enem mshalem techomesh. He has to pay the principal, doesn't pay the additional fifth. Hey chidami, what's the case? If it lacks a pruta, then he shouldn't have to pay the principal. And if it doesn't lack a principal, if it doesn't lack a pruta, then he should also have to pay the additional fifth. Now we're talking about a case where there is a sheva pruta. But still, because there is no, but still, even though it's a pruta, it's not yet a kazayit, and so you pay the principal and you don't pay the chomesh. Amru rabbanan kamidir of papa ha. So the rabbis said this in front of Rav Papa, and they said clearly this does not follow Abishol's interpretation. Because Abishol just goes by Sheva Pruta and not by a Kazayit, right? And would require for a Sheva Pruta, would require the Karen and the Chomesh even without a Kazayit. Whereas here we see the Chomesh is only instigated, or is only necessitated once there's a kazayit. Amar lehu Rav Papa, afilu tema Abishol, Abishol tarte bai. No, even Abishol would agree that actually you need both of them. I mean, he speaks about the Sheva Pruta, but for the Chomesh, you do really need both the Sheva Pruta and the kazayit. Umi bai Abishol tarte. Does Abishol really require both? Atanya didn't really learn a brayta Abishol omer, et sheyesh bo Sheva Pruta chayav b'tashlumin, that anything that has a Sheva Pruta, you're chayav to pay back. Et sheyin bo Sheva Pruta in chayav b'tashlumin, and something that doesn't have it is not a Sheva Pruta, you don't have to, you're not chayav to pay back. Amru lo, and they said to Abishol, the rabbi said to Abishol, lo amru Sheva Pruta el inyan me'ila bilvad, where we required a Sheva Pruta was only by me'ila aval litruma eno chayav adsher kazayit. When it comes to eating truma, you're only chayav once it's a kazayit. V'im ita. Now, if it's true that Abishol requires both, kivan sheyesh bo kazayit mibayile, then they shouldn't have challenged him to the fact that until there's a Sheva Pruta, they should have said until there's a kazayit. Right? Basically, their assumption of the rabbis is that Abishol does not require both, and that's why they're saying no. By truma, you're only chayev when there's a kazayit. Well, if Abishol agrees with that, well, then their point that they're making to Abishol really isn't relevant. Tufta. So clearly, it is the case that it would seem that Rav Papa's assertion that Abishol requires both has been rejected. Rav Papa Hadarbe, and even Rav Papa did recognize that his shita had been rejected, and ultimately retracts from his statement about Abishol that he requires both. Okay, we're stopping a little bit early, but just the next part takes us well into the next daf. The next part is just proving how we know that Rav Papa holds that Rav Papa retracted from his statement about Abishol.